Hi there, welcome to Shiloh Tabernacle London. We're located in Southeast London in Woolwich Dockyard, Block 1, Unit 9, Dockyard Industrial Estate, Woolwich Church Street, SC18 5PQ. Join us for our Bible study every Friday from 7:30 to 9 p.m. and you can't miss our Sunday services packed with prayer, vibrant worship and a powerful word. First service is 9 a.m. to 10:30, followed by our family service from 10:30 to 12:30. And now, for the best part, let's get into the Word.
Hallelujah. Praise the living God. Praise the living God. Praise the living God. Amen. Amen.
I'll make room for two, you and I, Jesus. You are all that matters. You are all that matters. I'll put you in front of my melody. You are all that matters. You are all that matters. Oh, eh, oh, eh. You are all that matters. Oh, eh, oh, eh. You are all that matters. Oh, eh, oh, eh. You are all that matters.
Put in front.
I'll put you in front of my melodies. You are all that matters. You are all that matters.
I'll make room
for two. You and I, Jesus. You are all that matters. You are all that matters.
Oh, hey.
Oh, hey, oh. You are all that matters. Oh, hey, oh, hey. You are all that matters.
Oh, hey, oh, hey.
Oh, hey, oh, hey. You are all that matters. Oh,
you are all that matters, Jesus. Nothing else matters but you. Nothing else matters but you. We'll put you in front of everything, in front of our agendas, in front of our melodies, in front of our desires, in front of everything, Jesus, because you are all that matters. You are all that matters, but nothing else that matters.
It's all about you, Jesus, and all this is for you, for your glory and your fame. It's not about me, cause if you should do things my way, you are all our God and I surrender.
It's all about you. It's all about you,
Jesus, and all this is for you. glory and your fame. It's not about me. As if you should do things my way. You are Lord our God, and I surrender.
You are not a God.
You are Lord our God, and I surrender.
You are our own.
You are Lord our God, and I surrender.
To your will.
To your way.
Father, Lord, we surrender to your ways, to your will, to your doing. We surrender this evening. Wherever you are, just take time and surrender yourself to Jesus this evening. Wherever you are, in your living room, in your car, in your, wherever you are, take time and surrender to Him this evening. Father, we surrender everything, oh God. We surrender to you. We surrender to you that you may be glorified, that you may be lifted up, oh God. That you alone may be glorified. Jesus, 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 Jesus. Be glorified, Jesus. Be glorified, Jesus. Be glorified, Jesus. Be glorified. Be glorified, be glorified, be glorified, be glorified. This evening be glorified. In this hour be glorified, be glorified. Take your place, oh God. Take your place in every heart. Take your place in every home. Take your place in every ministry. Take your place, oh God. Be the center of everything, oh God. Be the center of our joy. Be the center tonight in your name, oh God. That you may be the center, 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 center. Be the center. Be the center, be the center. We worship you, we glorify you, because there is none like you, there is none like you. There is none like you, there is none like you who is compared to you. Spirit of the living God, take your place, oh God. Take your place in our midst. Take your place tonight. Come and speak to us. Come and minister to us, oh God. Come and minister to us, Spirit of the living God. We give you reverence. We give you reverence. We give you reverence. We give you reverence. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus, we have prayed. Amen. And amen. Amen. And amen. Amen. And amen. Give him glory. Give him glory. Give him glory. Hallelujah. Give him glory. Hallelujah. Before we get into prayer, because we're here to pray, I just want to thank God for this opportunity. And I don't take any opportunity in His presence for granted. I don't take anything for granted. I thank Him for today. Because He's a God of wonders. He's a God of wonders. God is a God of wonders. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. During worship this evening, when the guys were worshiping, the Lord always speaks to me during worship. And today, what the Spirit of the Lord told me today is simple. He said, awakening broken dreams. Awakening broken dreams. There was a man in the Bible called Joseph. I'm going to paraphrase. Joseph, the young man Joseph, he was a dreamer. God gave him the minister to dream. He was a dreamer and he had dreams. When he had dreams, he tried to explain and to tell his dreams to his brothers who were older than him. And the dreams that he told them caused him trouble. And then life went on. And it came to a point, because of his dreams, he was sold into slavery. Joseph was sold by his own blood into slavery. And he got to a point of being thrown into jail. A moment of coming from a slave and then into jail. Now, if you were the Joseph and you were sitting in that jail, you could see that every dream that you had was broken. Joseph could not perceive that he was in prison, yet he had dreamt big upon his life. But tonight I've come to tell you that there is a God who awakens dreams. There is a God who awakens dreams. And God awakens dreams in mysterious ways. We have gone through 15 months, over a year and 3 months of dreams being broken. 15 months of COVID, dreams being broken. Yesterday I was listening to LBC as I usually do. LBC is a radio. So I'm live online, I'm not plugging for LBC. And something happened yesterday, Wednesday. They had put some countries on a green list for people to travel, and Portugal was among them. And yesterday, the government made a U-turn and put Portugal on the amber list. And I had people calling in on LBC saying, why does this government keep on breaking our dreams? As we are trying to rise up, why do they keep on breaking our dreams? People owning businesses, airline officials, you know, people broken dreams. You could hear the desperation of people losing millions every other day. So it's very significant that we are in the month of June, that we are in the last month into the half of the year. Now, I want to take you back to the beginning of this year. What did you believe for on the 31st of December into this year? Some people don't even remember what they prayed for on the 31st. Today, 1 month into the middle of the year, I've come to remind you to go back if you had put down something and go through your prayer list. I take a point to write down my prayers because I go back and refer to them when God answers. Do not pray far like the Africans say. Write down your petitions when you pray so that when God answers, you can go back and recall. What did you pray for on the 31st of December in 2021? As we conclude the first 6 months of the year, it may be up to you. You may go into a fast, preparing for the next 6 months of this year. And tonight we are going to pray that whatever has been held back in the last 6 months, whatever dream you had for 2021, as we enter into the next phase of 2021, every dream and every prayer may come to pass in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach. Praise the living God. Awakening broken dreams. One thing the Lord led me to pray for on the 31st, you know, of December into the new year, I've learned to take stock at every end of the month. I go back to my prayer list, the things I prayed for, and I begin to check and tick. But most of the things I prayed for this year have come to pass already. One of the things I am going to ask you to pray for, if you had not, is what we call divine connections. Divine connections. Every person here, every person listening to my voice, God has ordained people to come into your life at a particular point in your life. Now, what the enemy tries to do is to block these people coming to your life, or to disorganize them when they come into your life, because they have a part to play at every stage of your life. And most of these people come divinely connected to you. Some of them may not even look the part. Some of them, if not most of them. Moses did not look the part. As compared to the chariots of Pharaoh, Moses did not look the part of a deliverer. Joseph, who was an unschooled young man from the desert, did not look the part of an upcoming prime minister of Egypt. But God divinely connected him, until he came to a place where his dreams were birthed. Even the slave traders were part of the divine connections. So some people that may come into your life may look negative, yet they are part of your dream. David did not look the part as compared to the army of the Philistines. The brothers looked at this little young man and said, "What have you come to do at the front line?" He did not look the part. And the final man who did not look the part, himself, Yeshua HaMashiach, did not look the part. Even to this day, the Jews are still denying him because he did not look the part of what they're expecting. So don't take for granted the people that come into your life, because some of them may come in simplicity, yet they are part of your dream. Praise the living God. So tonight, as we are going to pray for divine connections. Karibisika kaka shiki tiki rika baba. Hey. And above all, that when these people come into your life, God may give you the grace to recognize them. I will paraphrase again before I pray. I'll take you into the book of Acts chapter 10. Maybe I'll go there a little bit. Acts chapter 10, and I'll show you how God works in divine connections. In Acts chapter 10, there was a man called Cornelius. Cornelius, the Bible says he was a man of right standing, man of prayer, and a generous man. And one time, Cornelius had a vision from an angel. An angel appeared to Cornelius. And he said to him that send for Simon Peter, who is in Joppa, that he may come to your house. I'm paraphrasing. Now, Cornelius gets some of his servants and he sends them to Joppa, to the house of Simon the tanner, where Simon Peter was residing. Now, it so happens that when Simon Peter was praying, the Lord revealed to him that there are men who have been sent to you. So these men move over to Caesarea, to Joppa, down by the sea, to the house of Simon Tanner, who was residing with Simon Peter. And when these men were downstairs knocking at the door, they didn't know Simon. Peter already knew by the Spirit of the Lord that these men had come for him. So may the Lord give you the grace to know the people that God has sent in your life. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Divine connections. Divine connections. I testify that there are people that I'm dealing with all the way in Uganda. We have never met. We met online. We have never met at all. But they become so important in my life, even more than my own bloodline. Never met, never seen face to face, met them online, but they were divinely connected. Hallelujah. Divine connections. Awakening broken dreams. So tonight, as we're going to start praying, we are going to pray along Isaiah 60. And as the Lord leads me, I will focus on particular verses. But we are going to pray along Isaiah 60. If we can all open up there. And Isaiah 60. Tonight as we pray, Isaiah 60. Is someone ready to pray tonight? Isaiah 60. Hallelujah. Isaiah 60 says, arise and shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. It's your time to arise. Arise and shine, for the glory of the Lord has risen upon you. Set yourself, I arise and shine. For my light has come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon me. Set yourself wherever you are, I arise and shine, and the glory of the Lord is upon me. And it says, for behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, and the deep darkness the people. But the Lord will rise over you. May the Lord rise over you. May the Lord rise over you. May the Lord rise over every broken dream. May the Lord rise over you tonight in the name of Jesus. And his glory will be seen upon you. Lord, may your glory be seen upon your people. May your glory be seen of your people as they arise and shine. May your glory be filled upon your people. May your glory be seen upon your people. He says the Gentiles shall come to your light and the kings to the brightness of your rising. The Gentiles, korobo seke take it about. Tonight, in the name of, we call upon the Gentiles to come to our light. Resekete and kings to the rising and kings. Gentiles and kings, we call upon them. Gentiles, kings to the brightness of our rising. This evening, we call upon the Gentiles and kings to come to our rising. There are people destined to be part of your journey. Roko, Bosaka, Cheki, Reko, Gentiles, people you don't even know. Kings to the brightness of your rising. And it says, lift up your eyes all around and see. Lift up your eyes and see. It takes you to see before you can enter. God told Abraham, as far as your eyes can see. Lift up your eyes and see. Wherever you are, your eyes of the Spirit. What are you seeing? What do you see? What do you see? Is your business down in the dungeon because of COVID? Is it your marriage? What do you see? It says, lift up your eyes and see. Begin to see greatness. Begin to see multitudes coming to you. Begin to see. For what you see, you will enter. Where you see, you will enter. Begin to see in the name of Jesus. Father, in the name of Jesus, Yeshua Mashiach, we see greatness. We are seeing in the next half of the year, we are seeing greatness, Lord. We are seeing open doors. We are seeing open doors, oh God. We are seeing ourselves enter into greatness. We are seeing breakthroughs, oh God. We are seeing, Lord, us rising from glory to glory. We are seeing victory. We are seeing. I see victory. I see enlargement. I see good health. I see breakthroughs. I see. Mercy, I see you going up and down the nations. I see. Shake it, take it, rock, obo, stick it, I see. I see being people delivered as you sing, as you worship. I see deliverance. I see divine connections. I see. I'm going to use the one in Uganda which they normally use. Masi enyonyi ogenda kuzifula obugali. The planes are going to be our bicycles. Enyonyi ogenda kuzifula obugali. Sheke reka baba sikira. Ka sheke teke reka sikataraba. I see you flying first class. Not in economy. I see you flying first class. An anointing to your greatness. Because there's an anointing that amends broken dreams. An anointing that amends broken dreams. Someone tonight, you are online, you have dreamt about buying your own house and you thought it was impossible. May this year be your year that you shall buy your house and you will testify. You will testify. Lift up your eyes and see all around. He says, they all gather together and they come to you. Your sons come from afar, and your daughters shall be nursed at your side. Your sons from afar, your connections are beyond your circles. Hey, your connections are all over the place. Sons and daughters from afar, from China, from America, from wherever, sons and daughters, they all gather to you and come to you. And they shall be nursed at your side. And it says, then you shall see and become radiant. And your heart shall swell with joy. And it takes me back to Psalms 126, the first verse. And it says, when the Lord returned the captive of Israel, burning up an altar, they were like those who dreamt. They were filled with joy. And your heart shall swell with joy. And they shall say, the Lord has done mighty things for us. That if it wasn't for him, if it had not been for him, if it wasn't for him, God is going to bring you to a point of recognition that it was only and only him, only and only him. Nothing by your hands. Nothing by your hands. That it was only and only him. May your heart swell with joy. Before this year ends, may your heart swell with joy. May your heart swell with joy. May your heart swell with joy. As God pays your bills, may your heart swell with joy. Someone tonight has been looking for a baby. He's online. Someone tonight has been looking for a baby. Tonight, shake it, baby, shake it. It's the reason you logged in. Your heart is going to swell with joy. Behold, by March next year, you shall have a baby. And he said, because the abundance of the sea shall be turned to you, and the wealth of the Gentiles shall come to you. The abundance, can you fathom that in your head? The abundance of the sea shall be turned to you, because you don't even know how deep the sea is. But the Lord is saying the abundance of the sea shall be done to you. The wealth of the Gentiles shall come to you. The multitude of camels shall cover your land. Overflow. Overflow. Father, we see overflow. Overflow, overflow. May your house overflow. May there be an overflow. In the midst of it all, may there be an overflow. An overflow of abundance. An overflow of abundance. In more than enough. a more than enough. As I'm speaking some of, these things, some of you cannot even fathom them in your head that they can happen. But I'm speaking an overflow. He says the dromedaries of Midian and Ephah and all those from Sheba shall come, and they shall bring gold and incense, and they shall proclaim the praises of the Lord. All those from Sheba shall come, and they shall bring gold and incense, and they shall proclaim the praises of the Lord as they come to you. They shall bring gold and incense, and they shall come proclaiming the praises of the Lord. Hallelujah. And all the flocks of Kedar shall be gathered to you, and the rams of Naboth shall minister to you. They shall send with acceptance on my altar, and I will glorify the house of my glory. Someone with the eyes of the Spirit, grasp this. Tonight, in the name of Jesus, begin to walk into your destiny. 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 Because with your destiny comes provision. The Lord is rising up on you, for you. The Lord is rising up. I'll jump to verses 14, and it says, the sons of those who afflicted you shall come bowing to you, and those who despise you shall fall prostrate at the soles of your feet. The sons, all those who despised you shall fall prostrate at your feet. It does not matter what people have talked about you. It doesn't matter what people have talked about you. But behold, when the glory of the Lord comes upon you, as a child of God, those who despise you shall fall prostrate to the soles of your feet. And they shall call you the city of the Lord, Zion, the Holy One of Israel. They shall call you the city of the Lord, Zion, the Holy One of Israel. A city set up on the hill. They shall call you Zion, the city of the Lord. They shall call you Zion, the city of the Lord. In your place of work, where you have been despised, as the Lord, the glory of the Lord rises upon you, you shall be called a city in that company. You shall be the star in that company. You shall be a star in that company, in the school where you have been despised. Oh, behold, because of your color, where you have been despised. But as the glory of the Lord falls upon you, your name shall rise up and you shall become the city of the Lord. Karaka siki tiki rikuko siki tiki raka baba baba siku tikurobo. Shakaraka basiki tiki rikuko sika tiki raba baba siki raba. I take time to prophesy to my daughters that you shall excel in your schools, in your schools. Ha! Your names are going to be lifted on the top. Reke siki tiki raba. Those who despise you because of your color, racing, they shall call you the city of the Lord. As the glory of the Lord rises over you. And it says in 15, whereas you have been forsaken and hated, that no one went through you, the Lord says, I will make you an eternal excellence, a joy of many generations, an eternal excellence, which means non-ending, eternal excellence, a joy of many generations. Your children and children's children, your children and children and children, an eternal excellence. May the glory of the Lord rise upon you, saint, son of God. May the glory of the Lord rise upon you, child of God. May the glory of the Lord rise upon you, that you may become an eternal excellency, a joy of many generations, an eternal excellency, a joy of many generations. Ha, kashete ribota raba. Kiri kubosi kiti karaka babasi kiri kabosi. Yeah, 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 yeah. Re sike teke reke siko teko roko sike teke ribe. Ya rakabo siko teko roko sike teke reke bekaraba. Re siko teko roko siko ru. Sheke bo sika rakaba sike teke reka sike teka rababa. Ye reke si an eternal excellency. An eternal excellency. Yoko rosi. Whatever you see shall, what you saw shall remain. An eternal excellence. Whatever seed that you sow shall bear fruit. An eternal excellency. Whatever you touch will multiply. An eternal excellency. A joy of many generations. Yakaraba seke teke riko seko teko roko seke teke raba usiki tikira. Yere seko teka raka ba 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 ba. Ya seke teko roko seke teke rika ba seke ti. Ye ke 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 seke rika ba 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 ba. Roko seko teka raka ba seke teke riko seko teko roko si. Re seke ke de seke teka raba. I am jumping to verse 19 that says, the sun shall no longer be your light by day, nor the brightness shall the moon, nor for brightness shall the moon give you light. But it says, but the Lord will be to you an everlasting light. What does it mean? That people will see you from afar when the Lord is your everlasting light because of his glory upon you. And your God, your glory, and your God, your glory, your sun shall no longer go down. Your sun shall no longer go down. Your sun shall no longer go down. God, it's like God is giving you extra time. When he says your sun shall no longer go down, it means he is multiplying your time. When the sun is still up, people are working. When he says your sun shall no longer go down, it means he's multiplying your capacity to keep producing, to keep producing, to keep producing, to keep being fruitful, to keep being fruitful. Yeke rekobosa karakabasi kiriba. Your sun shall no longer go down. For behold, the things that may have taken you 1 year, 10 years, the Lord will do in 1 year. The things that may have taken you 10 years, the Lord will do in 1 year. He will compress time for you. The Lord will compress time for you. Keko robo saka taka rakaba sikiti kirika ba sikiti daba roko sikitera ho sikiti kirika ba 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 sikiti kirika ba sikiti ba. And it says the days of your mourning shall be ended. Yeah. The days of your mourning shall be ended. May the days of your mourning end right now in the name of Jesus. The days of your own mourning are coming to an end. The days of your mourning, 15 months of mourning, the days of your mourning are coming to an end. And the days of your mourning shall be ended, and your people shall be righteous. They shall inherit the land forever. A branch of my planting, the work of my hands, the work of his hands. The work of his hands, not your hands, the work of his hands, the Lord is saying, that he may be glorified. It says, a little one shall become a thousand, and a small one a strong nation. And it says, I, the Lord, will hasten it in its time. I, the Lord, will see it come to pass in its time. Hallelujah. We speak to every broken dream, whatever it is, every broken dream tonight. We speak to you to arise to every broken dream. Reke soto koro, whatever form it might be. Yakos, whatever you had given up on and put in a shelf, every broken dream, tonight is rising up again. Tonight is coming to life. Tonight is coming to life. Tonight is coming to life. Tonight, every broken dream is coming back to life. Come on, take time and pray. Take time and pray. If you can pray in tongues, Yorobo Seke Tekeraba. Yaka Seke Tekeraba. Take time and speak to your dreams. Take time. Take time and look back and speak to your dreams. Roko seke teke rakaba seke teke rike beka. Ya 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 ya. Keke ke seke reke be seke teke roko ko seka ba. Akashe keke reke seke teke roko bo seke teke reba. Yeke seke teke roko bo saka teke raba. Rakaba seke teke rakaba seko to. Every broken dream, every prophecy that has come to your life, oh, every prophetic word that was prophesied upon you, may it come to pass in the name of Jesus. Tonight we arise, we arise, we arise, O God. We arise, we arise, we arise, we arise, O God. We arise upon the wind of your spirit, O God. Yeko rokobo seke rekababosiki. We arise, we arise, we arise. We arise, we arise, we arise, we arise. Yaka kabo seke teke reke seke teke rekaba. Yaka seke teke rekibi. Yoko seke teke rekababasiki. Thank you, Jehovah. Finally, finally, finally. Finally, 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 finally. We are going to come against the spirit of delay. You see, the enemy uses the spirit of delay to frustrate people, to frustrate. I'll go to the account of Daniel. Daniel had prayed, and his prayers were held in the heavenlies. by the principalities of that region. Causing the spirit of delay. But tonight we are going to pray for the Godspeed. The Bible says in 1 Kings chapter 18, 46, it says, then the hand of the Lord came upon Elijah, and he gathered up his loins and ran ahead of Ahab to the entrance of Jezreel. You see, when the hand of the Lord comes upon you, you develop divine speed. Elijah gathered himself and he put on divine speed and he ran ahead of Ahab. Whatever that has delayed you in your life, whatever has caused delay, this evening in the name of Jesus, the hand of the Lord is coming upon you that you may find speed, divine speed, divine speed, divine speed. Set yourself, the hand of the Lord is upon me. The hand of the Lord is upon me. Speak to yourself, the hand of the Lord is upon me. The hand of the Lord is upon me. The hand of the Lord is upon me. And I'm partaking on divine speed. Divine speed against every delay of the enemy. Against anything that has caused delay in my life, in my plans. I release divine speed. I release divine speed. Divine speed in the name of Jesus. Divine speed, divine speed. May you run ahead of your enemies. May you run ahead of your enemies. May you run ahead of your schedule. May you achieve and run ahead of your plans. Divine speed, divine speed, divine speed, divine speed. Hallelujah. And then finally it says in Joel chapter 2, verse 25. He says, I will repay you for the years the locust have eaten, the great locust and the younger locust and other locusts and the locust swarm. My great army that I sent among you. I will repay for the years. God is a God of back pay. God is a master of back pay. God is a master of back pay. Whatever that you have missed in the last 10 years, whatever, may the Lord give you a back pay tonight. May the Lord rush a back pay check for you. Kasho toku. Whatever that you have missed out on, Roko was second. The Lord is paying you back. He's a master of back pay. Korobosa kateke rebeke. May the Lord pay you back. May the Lord, may the Lord. We initiate a back pay in your life. We initiate a back pay. Whatever the enemy try to kill tonight, may the Lord write a back paycheck for you. Those of you who are in employment, you know what a back paycheck means like. You know they can give you an increase and then they say, we are backdating this for the last 12 months. There is nothing as sweet as a back paycheck. God is a master of back pay. May the Lord back pay you. May he backdate you 10, 15 years ago. Robo seke tekraba. May he backdate you 10, 15 years ago and bring it in one lump sum into your life, into your household, into your ministry, in the name of Jesus. That you may abound, that you may abound, that you may abound, that you may abound. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you tonight. We thank you because your word is yes and amen. We thank you because we do not take your word for granted. Lord, we thank you because we have seen you, Lord, do miracles, signs, and wonders through your word, O God. Father, Lord, we seal every prayer into your with your precious blood. We seal every prophetic word into your precious blood. Raka ba 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 ba. Reke ke 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 se koto koroko bo se ke teke reke be se. Raka se ke teke reke se ke teke ribo. Ha she ke se ke reke be se kate ke raba se ke. Ro se ke teke raka se ke teke raba. Father, we worship you. We worship you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. 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 Roko seke teke rababo sikeba. You make all things brand new. Thank you, Lord. Rebe seka teke raba. For you make all things brand new. Thank you, Jehovah. Thank you, Lord. 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 Ayakaraka siko te korobo siki tikiriba. Thank him for the breakthrough into your life. Oh, continue to thank him. Continue to thank him. Continue to thank him. Yeka saka teke rekebe siko teke rebe. Continue to thank him. Continue to thank him. Yakakabo siko teke raba. For it shall come to pass, he has said. Oh, siki teke raba. In his time, it shall come to pass. May the Lord give you the grace to see in the spirit. May the Lord give you the grace to see. Roko bosaka teke reka baba basika teke raba. Yoko shaka teke reka bako seka raba. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jehovah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. We adore you, 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 we adore you. We adore you, 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 all should die, we adore you. We adore you, 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 we adore you. Akaraka sike ke 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 ke. We adore you, we adore you, we adore you. Rosike te koroko sike raba. Thank you for your love, thank you for your love. Thank you for your love, O God. Thank you for your love. Thank you. Thank you for your mercy towards us, O God. We adore you. We adore you. We adore you. We adore you. Raka baseke teke reka kosekeka. We adore you. 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 We adore you.
Thank you so much for listening to this sermon, and I know you've been blessed. For more information about Shiloh Tabernacle and other sermons, please visit our website www.shiloh.org.uk. And don't forget to follow us on all our social media platforms, Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook, at Shiloh LDN. Once again, that's at Shiloh LDN. You've been listening to Shiloh Tabernacle London, changing lives, building dreams. Until next time.